got something on your mind. Tick tock, can I take it for a while? Hey guy, have you got something on your mind? Tick tock, could I take it for a while?
WMFO Medford. Music right there from Middle Kids, The Edge of Town. As the first single released from the Australian band's debut self-titled EP, released this past February. Tour kicks off August 31st with a stop here in Boston. Friday, September 15th at Brighton. Great new stuff from the world is a beautiful place and I'm no longer afraid to die. Dylan and her son. It's the lead single from the Connecticut band's upcoming new album, Always Foreign. That's out September 29th on Epitaph. The U.S. tour kicks off September, and they stop here in Boston November 9th at the Middle East. Heartless Bastards up ahead of that. Parted Ways, great track from the band's fourth studio album, Arrow, released back in 2012 on Partisan Records. Brittany Howard and Ruby Amanfu, I Wonder, A-side single released in 2013 by Third Man Records. And I Wonder was originally recorded and sung by Rodriguez. And kicking off the set with brand new music from Belle and Sebastian, We Were Beautiful. Great new single from the Scottish band. It follows the release of their last full-length album, 2015 release, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. Perhaps a new album is on the way. That would be nice. Hey!
Hi!
Guess who's here? It's Julie Rhodes.
What's up?
Hey, Julie Rhodes in my studio.
What's up?
What's up?
So, I don't know if you knew this because you probably would have mentioned it, but I'm actually opening that Middle Kids show at Brighton Music Hall.
What?
Yeah.
See, it was divine intervention, I suppose, that I played that without knowing, but maybe I did know. Did you tell me? You didn't tell me. You've been keeping that a secret.
Yeah. I don't think I told you.
What? All right. So let me go back to what I was just talking about. I'm going to rewind that a little bit. So I played you something from Middle Kids. The track was called The Edge of Town. That's the first single release from the Australian band's debut self-titled EP. Released this past February. Tour kicks off August 31st. And they stop here in Boston Friday, September 15th at Brighton Music Hall. And my special guest in the studio, Julie Rhodes, is opening up for him. Man, that's some good stuff. You know who's going to be there? This guy.
And this girl.
Well, I hope that's the case. All right, well, we have Julie Rhodes. It's going to be the Julie Rhodes Hour when I get back from playing the Song of the Week. It is the top of the hour, which means it's time for the Song of the Week. You can hear all the songs of the week on the Music Savage page, also on the WMFO blog. Every week I find a song and I think that you should hear it and I make it the song of the week. And this week it is from an LA sister duo, Allie and AJ. They've returned after a 10-year hiatus trying to refine themselves and figure out the next moves. So they decided that 10 years was long enough and they made a new single. This one's called Take Me. And it sounds like, it sounds like a great 80s John Hughes kind of track. So take a listen, enjoy, and we'll be right back with the wonderful Julie Rhodes.
I'm
WMFO Medford. Music right there from Allie and AJ. Their first single in 10 years. Great track called Take Me from the sister duo out of California. That's the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. If you want to hear it again, head over to WMFO blog, or you can head over to Music Savage website and take another listen. You can also hear all of my previous songs of the week as well. And I have someone here in the studio that has been a Song of the Week twice.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you have the only, there's only one person that's been, I've chosen for Song of the Week twice, more than once. That's kind of an honor. I'm not going to sugarcoat
hey.
That. I mean, maybe I am sugarcoating it.
I feel so blessed. Honored.
We have Miss Julie Rhodes in the studio. How are you doing this morning, Julie?
I am great.
And I am so excited that you have joined me here in the studio. I know that it's early for a working musician to get up and come chat with DJ Doofus for a little bit, but
DJ Doofus.
But I dig it the most. So we are going to play some tracks that you really dig,
yeah.
And songs that kind of inspire you, and I like that. You sent me a really good list, and I'm really like excited to get into it. So let's play a few of the songs, and we'll come back on the mic and talk about them and kind of keep flowing like that.
Cool.
And you are, and we're going to talk about your tour, because
yeah.
your tour, you have a new tour that starts tomorrow.
Kind of tonight.
Yeah. But we are not discussing that, correct?
We can discuss it.
We can discuss the Kind of Tonight show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's at an undisclosed location.
Got you.
So, come find us.
So your tour kicks off
kind of tonight. Come find us.
And you on your Facebook page, you do have your new tour poster, and it does say secret show.
Yep.
This evening.
Yeah.
So do you have, is it kind of like a scavenger hunt? Like how are people going to come and find you? Are you going to leave like breadcrumbs, or are you going to leave
some hints on the internet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a secret show tonight. We're going to play, this is the Julie Rhodes Takeover Hour. I'm going to play a bunch of her tracks, and then we're going to play tracks that she chose, and then we're going to come back and play a song or two of hers and continue this conversation. We're going to start the set off with Blackfoot Gypsies. Is that correct? That's
yes.
What you're choosing. Now, everybody's watching. Tell me a little bit about this song and why you sent this to me before I play it.
It rules.
That is all we need to know. Julie Rhodes thinks this song rules, so we're going to play it. It's Blackfoot Gypsies, Everybody's Watching.
Down like a living in a I'm watch us keep thinking, surely the whiskey will. And if I keep on drinking till they break, stops the whippoorwill.
WMFO. This is the Julie Rhodes Hour here on the Music Savage Show, and we're playing a set list that she created, and so far, so good. You're rocking it out. Are you after my job?
Trying to be. I mean, no. What do you mean?
Music right there from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. Great track called Heal Me, and that's from the North Carolina band's 2015 album, Sidelong. That's totally a Julie Rhodes kind of track right there.
Hell yeah.
Especially about drinking the whiskey.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that.
When was the first time you heard that song?
Honestly, I just heard of Sarah Shook pretty recently because my good friend Michael Panico told me I should come see a show at the Lizard Lounge.
Oh, that was recent.
Okay. He actually told me about her quite a while ago because we were both back-to-back on another radio show, mm-hmm. and he was listening to me, and then she came up next, and that's how he heard of her. So then he told me about her.
What?
Yeah,
it's musical kismet. That's great. Yeah. And that was they were just at Lizard Lounge. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it was fucking awesome.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Sorry, I forget.
We're gonna chalk that up to Julie Rhodes being really tired.
Gotta warn me about these things, but sometimes even if you don't warn me about
you're gonna
these
still
things,
do anyway.
I can't help
well
it,
you know
man.
What you were feeling it, you were feeling the moment, and that's all that matters. If you could say that on the air, if you're feeling the moment.
One day I'll learn. I've only been on the radio a handful of times and I've dropped an F-bomb every time. That's not a lie.
It happens to the best of them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Julie Rhodes, you can get away with it. I, Ryan D, I cannot do that. What do we have up ahead of that? What did I play up ahead of that? Did we? Oh, yes. Jalen Naganda. Oh, I man. Need you. Holy smokes. How about that single? That is something else.
Yes.
That is a great single from the UK soul singer. And he just made his debut at the Newport Folk Festival this past July, where we were both at.
Yeah.
We were both roommates at, actually.
We were, yes.
And his set was kind of extraordinary.
It was amazing. I feel like at Newport, there's always one artist that I have never heard of, and I literally hear the sound from my ears and follow it. And it takes me to a stage, and I see an incredible performance. And this year, that was Jalen Naganda. He was incredible. I walked into the fort. I heard this guy singing, walked up. There was a massive crowd on probably a too small of a stage. Mm-hmm. And it was just incredible. And I'm excited to see what's next for him.
I think some big things are coming up for for the UK soul singer. You know, and it's there's that movement that soul movement is really, you know, really looming large in UK and in Europe. And you look at Michael Kiwanuka, you know, who's really made a name for himself here in the States, and he played at Newport as well.
Spoiler alert, he's on the playlist too.
What? I didn't see that. Of course I saw that. It's coming up soon. And kicking off the set with Blackfoot Gypsies, everybody's watching, and that's from the Nashville band's third album called, what is it called?
To the Top.
Thanks. And that was released on Flyboy Records. Will you come and join me on the air every Friday, Julie Rhodes?
Absolutely not, unless you change the time.
All right, then. I guess that works. All right, we're going to get back into the Julie Rhodes Hour here at Music Savage Show with another favorite of hers and of mine, Mr. Aaron Lee Tajdian. You picked one of my favorite songs.
It's so good. I mean, I could have picked any song.
You could have.
And you would have been like,
this is my favorite song. Yeah. How do you know me so well?
I actually went through a few songs and I landed on Little Movies.
Yeah, this is a great track. I've played it here in the Music Savage Show a number of times. I try to steer away from it and go back into other things, but it's a great song.
It just creeps back up all the time. Things.
Let's get back into it. Here's Aaron Lee Tajdian.
Don't you know all of and he's been nothing but bad love. Nothing but bad luck. We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford. It's the Julie Rhodes Hour here on the Music Savage Show. And what did we just hear, Miss Julie Rhodes?
What did we just hear?
Michael Kiwanuka.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant in general, because there was a few songs in a row.
There is. Michael We're going to get Kiwanuka. Back into those, but what we just hear, Michael Kiwanuka, One More Night. Oh, that's so good. And that's from the UK musician's 2016 album, Love and Hate, which he played pretty much all of at Newport this year.
Yeah.
He kind of slayed it this year.
He sure did.
Especially being on the main stage.
I know.
The crowd for that set was kind of intense.
Yeah. We were setting up for the kids' tent.
That's right.
One that was happening, so we got to watch that while we were doing that.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because speaking of the kids' tent, you also made your Newport Folk Festival debut this year.
Kinda, yeah.
I see, and that's funny because I knew you were going to say kinda, yeah, but you really did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, you played the late July tent, and did it come as a surprise?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you took that surprise and you ran with it. And the good thing about the great thing about the community of musicians that you surround yourself with is that everybody jumped in when you had requested, hey, I just got word I'm going to be playing Newport. Can someone give me a hand? And you had all the great people that you know on stage.
It was kind of a super group.
It was a super group.
Fun.
It was great. And then you had the saxophone player just step out of nowhere and just start playing the saxophone. And it was...
I love that.
It was a thing of beauty. It really was. All right. We didn't get off on so much of a tangent because I did want to talk about that. But let's get back into the set list that you had selected. J.D. McPherson, Lucky Penny. That's great new music from the Nashville musician. He has a new album coming out called Undivided Heart and Soul on October 6th via New West Records. And you had a shout out from him. And that is really, really awesome. From what I understand, that's what happened. It may be legend or myth, but that's what I'm rolling with. I like to believe that it was true. The Harmonies up ahead of that. Lady Brain? Tell me about why you chose Lady Brain.
The Harmonies are awesome. I mean, when making this playlist, I sort of just, you know, put together some songs that I've been digging a lot lately, and the Harmonies are some friends of mine. Semi-recently moved to Nashville, I think.
Okay.
And those ladies are amazing. They just put out an EP, which I'm not going to try to say because I'm going to butcher the name. I think it's...
Hyreth? Sounds good to me.
Anyway, you should check it out because it's awesome.
Yeah.
I had a hard time picking a song because all the songs are so good on the EP.
Well, I think you chose wisely. That was a great song and it fit in perfectly with the set that you're trying to create. And all the songs are flowing well together. I mean, that's how musicians roll. You know what you're looking for. We kicked off that set with Aaron Lee Tazjan, one of our favorite tracks from his latest release, Silver Tears, a great one called Little Movies. And he is a Newport regular as well. And that guy's a touring machine.
He is a machine.
He doesn't stop.
Yep.
Speaking of touring machines, you're a touring machine. We're going to play...
Baby touring machine.
Yeah, you've been touring ever since pretty much the release of Bound to Meet the Devil. I think it's been nonstop.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Breaks in between
here and there, but you really have been on the road a lot. And you also, for the first time ever, went to Sweden and kind of destroyed that country, right?
With your music. Yeah, there's no more Sweden, thanks to us.
You took them apart with your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We followed all the fun on all the social webs and medias and all that stuff, and the crowds looked really good, and it looks like you guys had a blast, and that's all
awesome.
That really matters, right?
They know what they're doing over there.
They certainly do.
In Norway.
That's right. And they welcomed you with open arms, and I have a feeling you're going to be back there eventually one day.
We are. End of 2018.
Look at that.
Hey.
Did you say the end of 2018?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be a little while, but all right. We'll get there.
But you're getting back. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back into the Julie Rhodes time as the Music Savage Show is dwindling. I want to play another track that that you love a lot, and she's a pal of yours, Haley Thompson King. You selected All the Boys Love You. Tell me about why, and why this song and why the band, and tell me what you think about them.
So I feel like Haley and I are sort of on a similar path. We actually just had a nice talk the other day at the Sinclair, we both went to go support our friends in Bearstronaut, mm-hmm. who were just on Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
And we bonded over just making it in the music business, like as a woman and also as, you know, somebody who's kind of trying to do more than just be a local band. And I felt like I bonded really well with her. And she just put this, she's putting a record out soon. I don't remember the name of the record, but it's coming out soon, and she's doing an album release show at Loretta's Last Call.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's just a really great honky-tonk kind of country record.
That's
from what I've heard of it so far. I haven't heard the whole thing so far.
All right.
But
well, I can't wait to get my hands on it and play the hell out of it on the Music Savage show. But we're going to go back a few years with this one, right?
Well, actually, sure.
Is it an older song, or is it is it going to be on the new album?
The one you mentioned is mm-hmm. not the one that I picked, but it's okay.
I'm going to play Large Hall Slow Decay. Yeah. I'm going to play that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I'm
playing. That's a new one. Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
See, you thought I was going to stray from your playlist. Come on, Miss Rhodes.
I think you said a different song.
Maybe I did. I probably did. I more than likely did.
Yep.
Roll on, holy roller. Well, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you walk away.
Little way. stood a chance of turning right. There was little brown babies riding little red bikes. You and him were holding hands. Now he don't pick up cause they got in his phone. He's terrified of being alone. He used to have faith on a long thin rope. Now it seems you're getting towards the end. He's going down to the world.
Music Savage show right there, the Julie Rhodes Hour. How you doing, Miss Julie Rhodes?
I'm great.
Woo!
I'm listening to some of my favorite songs, so I can't be bad.
Yeah, it's right. It's exactly why I love being a DJ, because these are all my favorite songs, and you get to sit back and listen to them on a Friday morning.
Yep.
Sisto right there, Cosmic Cowboy, and you were talking about how that was a mixture of like punk rock and Americana all mixed together,
yeah.
And something that you really, really enjoyed.
It's like Julie Rhodes circa 2005 mixed with Julie Rhodes circa 2017.
I love everything about what you just said.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a blending of two different decades and two different decades kinds of sound.
Yep.
I love it.
That's what I love about it.
Aaron Ray up ahead of that. We were both kind of dream listening to that, weren't
just
we?
Just swooning a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. Wild Blue Yonder. Wild Blue Wind is the name of the track. And it's just... it's just something extraordinary. And she's an up-and-coming Nashville star. And Erin Ray was a Song of the Week a couple weeks back with her, with a new single of hers. But she's a vocal coach in Nashville.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she teaches other singers how to sing. And
Erin Ray, teach me your things.
And now she's coming in, and she is making a name for herself. And I think that anyone who listens to Wild Blue Yonder, it doesn't start like
Wild Blue Wind.
Wild Blue Wind. Why do I keep saying Wild Blue Yonder?
I have no idea.
I just navigate towards that, I guess. Wild Blue Yonder. It's Wild Blue Wind, for goodness sakes. we were just kind of like listening, swooning. It was good.
Yep.
And we kicked it off with your friend Haley Thompson King, new song Large Hall Slow Decay. Mm-hmm. And it's the new single from the Boston musician. And it's her upcoming album, which she's working on now, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And we should expect that soon, hopefully.
I think it's very soon.
Excellent.
Pretty sure very soon.
And then we're going to be playing the hell out of that on the show, because I liked everything about what I just heard in that new track. So the Music Savage show is waning. Unfortunately, all good times must come to an end. So you are going on tour. It kicks off tonight in a secret location, but then you play tomorrow at the Sinclair.
Oh, that old place?
That old place. Tell me a little bit about that. You're playing with the Devil's Twins, correct?
Yes.
And who else are you playing with?
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys.
Okay.
It's the Devil's Twins album release show.
Beautiful.
American Noir, Volume Ooh. 1.
Mm.
I'm excited for it.
That's going to
be a party.
Oh, I know it will be, and I'm going to be there celebrating. Get your tickets to this. It's at the Sinclair tomorrow. Devil's Twins, Julie Rhodes, and
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Get there early, because we play first.
You guys play first?
We're going to hit, like, right at 9 o'clock.
Okay. So you heard the warning from Miss Julie Rhodes. Get there early. Julie Rhodes' band goes on 9 o'clock. Then it's Walter. And then it's, obviously, the Devil's Twins if it's there. Okay.
I think so. Now that I say that, I'm not even sure if it's 9 or 8:30. Just get there early.
Just get there early. That's there all early. That matters. Get your tickets. Get there early. The Sinclair in Cambridge. It's going to be a really good time. And then you go on tour for a couple of weeks, right, in August and going into September?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about where you're hitting.
We are hitting Atlanta, which is one of our favorite places ever. We're going to swing through Nashville. We're doing our first show in New Orleans, which is super exciting because I've never been there in my whole life.
That's great.
We're playing Memphis, Brooklyn, New London, Connecticut, and then we're back. Oh, and then Fall River for Narrows Festival.
Oh, fantastic.
With Elin Jewell and Kat Wright.
That's going to be a good time.
It'll be a good time. Lots of good shows happening.
There's a lot of good shows, and there is, as you know, we play you a lot on the Music Savage show.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we know we've been following your career since Bound to Meet the Devil has come out. And then we've also talked about how you are a touring machine, and you and your band really do get up on stage. And no matter if you're tired, no matter if you are exhausted from your last tour, come on stage and you always bring it. And the crowd is always super appreciative of it. And what's fun for me as a music fan and as a live music fan is to see your crowds growing.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's pretty all right.
Yeah, I'm really digging that. And I'm hoping that, you know, you're going to be making some new tunes soon. And with all your major touring going on, that we're going to, you know, have a new album one of these days. One of these days. You know, you got a lot of things to do. But in the meantime, here at the Music Savage Show, we're going to continue to push Bound to Meet the Devil. It's one of our favorite albums that was released last year. And good luck on your tour.
Thanks, man.
I'm looking forward to seeing